Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-afternoon prayer using the complimentary psalmody.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Secret force, thyself unmoved, on ocean soars, who from the morn till evening's ray, through all its changes guides the day. When this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. Our Father, that we ask betone, through Jesus Christ, thy only Son, with the Holy Spirit,
armed with God's justice and power, let us prove ourselves through patient endurance.
Armed with God's justice and power,
let us prove ourselves through patient endurance.
When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs.
The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we are glad."
Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap.
They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil.
In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber.
Truly, sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways.
By the labor of your hand you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper, your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive around your table.
Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem.
On Israel, peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Armed with God's justice and power, let us prove ourselves through patient endurance.
A reading from a letter to the Hebrews. When Christ came as high priest of the good things which have come to be, he entered once for all into the sanctuary, passing through the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made by hands, that is, not belonging to this creation. He entered not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, and achieved eternal redemption. My sacrifice to God is a contrite spirit.
A humble, contrite heart, O God,
you will not spurn.
Let us pray. Be near, O Lord, to those who plead before you, and look kindly on those who place their hope in your mercy, that cleansed from the stain of their sins, they may persevere in holy living, and be made full heirs of your promise through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.